Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. All right.
Let's play some music.
Rescue me and not leave that God is love and He is all I need to make that choice.
ago, but it's still alive. And it's taking over me, where am I? I wanna feel something, I'm not inside. But I don't feel nothing, I wonder why. I'm like right to life as I pass by. I sit back and watch it. Hands in my pocket, weigh some question over me. But I just watch them, I'm underwater, but I feel like I'm on top of it. I'm at the bottom, but I don't know what the problem is. I'm in a box, but I don't wanna lock me in. I'm suffocating in front of a lot of shit.
My dude came. Tell me how civilized. Is a world where the killers thrive. y'all can think I'm villainized.
Yeah.
Then authority's really fine. Snake in his venom, his islanders don't immunize. We need a Jonah, we lend him fast. Sit and cry. The lion of Judah, he came. The sun set down in our world, a steely rain. A infatuation with killing and sending to him, he was slain. All that he made would get his redemption is finally be claimed. We'll say,
somebody told me.
Won't need a shoulder to weep on no more tears.
Somebody told me.
I ain't gotta hold no heat, ain't no more fears. Life as we know it will change. Don't need no pills, ain't no pain. Ain't no success or forever he brain.
A billion years ahead, this whole world will be nothing. There's a joy that is coming like the morning. Nothing that we left will compare to this new song. Heart united in freedom, and it sounds like
thank you. make a lot of money and you live in a mansion and pretty much got everything that you could ever imagine. But you feel like even though you got everything in the world, you got nothing. So what you do then is you talk on backwards. You run in a direction and you looking for something that isn't real. All you know is that you just gotta have it. What you're doing is sleeping and thinking that you're awake and you're not. And the problem is that you don't know what you're after. So you put everything that you have into what you do, hoping that one day maybe you don't have to feel again.
Yeah.
what's going on in your head. But eventually you'll have to deal with the things that you talk about, yeah. But I guess until then we're lost.
Okay, it's brought to you by First 15. It's called Seeking God in Solitude. Learn to seek the face of God as the foundation for experiencing the amazing life Jesus died to give us. See, we have available to us through Christ all the wondrous excellencies and satisfactions we can fathom. God has granted us grace upon grace, mercy upon mercy, affection upon affection, and love upon love. When we pursue Him through all avenues available to us, a door is open in which we discover all of our Heavenly Father longs to give us. So may you grow in pursuit of God this week as we study various ways we've been given to seek His face. Our world is filled with hustle and bustle. We reward busyness as if always working, striving, and achieving where the true marks of life will live. We elevate those who have given everything to gain success. To be tired is to be weak. To be in need is to fail. To rest instead of work is to be lazy or selfish. As believers, we're living in a society whose values do not match that of our Heavenly Father's. We need an adjustment of perspective. We are created from time spent alone with our Heavenly Father, away from the cares and the ways of the world. We are created to seek God in solitude. Jesus models this important principle throughout His ministry. Luke chapter 5, verse 15 to 16 says, "But now even more the report about Him went abroad, and great crowds gathered to hear Him and to be healed of their infirmities. But He would withdraw to desolate places and pray." Mark chapter 1:35 says, "And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, He departed and went out to desolate place, and there He prayed." And Matthew chapter 14:23 says, "And after He had dismissed the crowd, He went up on a mountain by Himself to pray. When evening came, He was there alone." If Jesus needed time alone with the Father, you and I most certainly do. Solitude is vital in our pursuit of deeper relationship with our Heavenly Father. What would marriage be if a couple only ever saw each other in large groups? What would be a friendship be if you have never spent time in just two of you? We had countless believers Sunday after Sunday file through church doors to meet with the God they are encountering in a secret place. Our Heavenly Father loves corporate worship, to be sure, but community is intended to be an extension of love and a transformation we are receiving in solitude with God. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6 says, "But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you." It is a secret place that we learn what our Father is really like. It is a secret place we discern what His voice sounds like and find His heartbeat and become like Him. Without solitude, our faith will not stretch into the inner places of our hearts that so desperately need to be flooded with the light of glorious relationships with our Heavenly Father. If you long to be loved, it's a secret place. You'll discover the wellspring of affection found in the heart of God. If you need someone to listen, it's a solitude. You'll discover the always listening ear of your Heavenly Father. And if you need a friend, it's time spent alone, fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit, that you will find a friend who will never leave you, forsake you, hurt you, or mislead you. May you discover what you've been longing for in the secret place with God. May you pursue deeper connection with your Heavenly Father through the wonderful discipline of solitude. Meditate on God's desire to meet you within the secret place. Reflect on your need for solitude. If Jesus needed time with the Father, receive the truth that you needed as well. Spend time alone pursuing God in solitude. Allow the silence to draw you into the deepest place of reflection. What has been hurting you? Where do you need your Heavenly Father's affections? When Galatians chapter 1, verses 15 to 17. When he who has set me apart before I was born and called me by my grace was pleased to reveal the Son to me, in order that I might preach him among the Gentiles. I did not immediately consult with anyone, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me. But I went away into Arabia and returned again to Damascus. Saint Anselm of Canterbury wrote, enter the inner chamber of your mind, set all things save God, whatever aid you in seeking God, and have barred the door of your chamber, seek him. May you find everlasting love of God as you seek him in solitude. I highly suggest you read Matthew chapter 4. It'll bring the devotional more to life. Amen. All right. Now let's get into the most important question of the day. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay. You will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road and never knowing which way is up or down? Or maybe you lack purpose in life and you need some. Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something much worse, such as an addiction to drugs or alcohol, or pornographic material, gambling, or overeating. Whatever the problem may be, the Lord can take it away. But in order for him to do so, he's got to know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ? If so, say this little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. And know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. Please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we are here at God's Rainbow Ministries. We'd like to welcome you to the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you and may he keep you highly favored. Amen.
Mello?
Hello, 111, you're in here.
Oh, hey, Ken, it's Oki.
Hey, how you doing, Oki?
I'm all right. It's been a while since I listened to your show. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
That's good. That's good. I was just wondering what you did for the 9/11, you know, to honor, you know, the losses we suffered that day.
Nothing much. Just said some prayers.
You said some prayers. Well, that's cool. Yeah, I had to work on 9/11, but I heard you had been running something about a 9/11 glory hole out of your house or something?
No, that's not true.
Are you sure? Because I had heard that you had been offering up free blowjobs to the homeless vets in San Antonio.
No, that's not true.
Oh. So the pictures going around on Discord, are they fake as well?
Yeah, whatever's going around is fake.
Jesus. Well, that's Grover for you. He told me that you had given him something called a Blumpkin?
No.
In honor of 9/11?
No.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Ken. I didn't mean to upset you.
Well, like I said, it's all craziness, and there's no part in here.
Oh, I understand. Yeah, that's true. You got anybody else in queue, Ken?
Yeah, we do. We got another 111. Okay.
Blowjobs.
That was Dickie Hopper.
Jeez. That wasn't very respectful.
Now, we got another one. Okay, let's see. 111, you're on the air.
Hello, Pastor Ken. How are you doing?
All right, how are you?
I had something to... Oh, hello to Oki, by the way. Good to hear from him.
Who is this?
This is an anonymous caller. But I had a question for Ken. Ken, it seems like during your sermon from First 15, by the way, thank you for citing that, it seemed like you were rushing, like you had to get through it really fast. Are you late for an appointment or something, or what's going on there?
No, nothing. I was just reading.
It seems faster than normal. I thought maybe, do you have something planned, like a dinner later, or?
Maybe Ken went for a run in the middle of his speech.
There was someone in your chat room who was posting the text. I appreciate when people do that because I enjoy reading along with the sermon. I find it helps me.
That's good.
I think that's true, Ken. Have you thought about maybe making a GRM website, you know, where you can post your sermons ahead of time so we can kind of familiarize ourselves with them?
Well, no, I thought about it, but I ain't got the money to do that.
Money? I don't think you need money to make a website, Ken.
Yeah, it does. It costs money.
Then why don't you post it on,
does, but...
post, why don't you post it on you on Facebook? You've got Facebook accounts, right?
Like 50 of them.
Ken, if we wanted to look you up on Facebook, what would we look under?
Alex Staples.
Who's that?
Alex Staples.
Who's he? Who's Alex Staples? Is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
Can you breathe, Ken?
What?
Huh?
You sound like you're struggling to breathe. Do you need help, Ken?
No, this is my COPD. It acts up.
Put your address out there so we can find you.
AlexStaples.com.
That doesn't help.
I just typed that into the computer and it didn't work. AlexStaples.com does not work. Oh, wait, this is on Facebook. I'm on the wrong website. I'm sorry.
Oh, my Lord. Ken, I had a question for you while I'm still on the air. I had heard that you had gone overseas to do missionary work. Where exactly did you travel to and from? What airport did you fly out of and all that?
I'm not going to get into that right now.
What?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into it. There's no need for that.
You don't want to tell me where you did your missionary work at?
Okay, I think you're trying to just cause trouble. Ken was involved with Africa. He was involved with Africa, but he was a partner. He did not have to go to Africa to help the missionary work. He can donate from afar.
He decided to go. He didn't have to go. He just did it out of the kindness of his heart.
I heard he served
in something called the Lord's Resistance Army or something along those lines with someone named Joseph Kony.
I wanted
to make a donation, Ken. Is the GoFundMe still in operation?
No, there's no GoFundMes. Okay, they're all out. They're all out.
But if a person wanted to donate, would it be possible?
No, I have no I do not take donations anymore.
Okay. All right. Well, your GoFundMe is gone. But what about your Indiegogo here? It says help fund to start up my church.
I don't have anything going at the present moment.
Did the church get started, Ken? Where was it built?
Nope. It never got started.
Oh. Well, what'd you do with the donations?
I didn't get any.
Out.
Not a single donation.
Didn't get any.
Well, there was a time that you were looking for $47.81, I remember. $47.81 for Bibles.
Yeah, for Bibles.
Right.
Yeah, that was a while ago. I haven't done that recently.
Wow. That's good, you can. What is this? Someone just sent me a link on Discord, something called Kenny's Chemotherapy Medications. What exactly is that?
It was medications.
Ken had cancer
for
at
who?
One point, I believe. I think Ken.
Oh.
Ken had cancer.
Jesus. I didn't know that, Ken. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the last thing you should do to a cancer patient is make fun of them.
That's true. How did you cure
yourself
of cancer, Ken?
Yeah. Okay, well.
So let's go back to the Bible question.
Well, we got another 111 caller here. Let's take him and see what he wants to say.
I had a Bible question.
Hey, is this God's Rainbow Ministries?
Yes, it is.
This is Pastor Veal. How are you, Ken? Who am I on with here?
This is an anonymous caller and Oki.
Oh, hi, anonymous caller and Oki. I'm eating pistachios right now in my ministry. And Ken, I didn't know you had cancer. When did this happen?
A while back.
A while back? What type of cancer was it?
Colon
cancer. Is that what you said, Ken? Colon cancer?
Yeah.
Geez, I'm sorry. Did they have to hook you up to a colostomy bag or anything like that?
No.
Was your anus removed? Was your rectum or anus removed?
Bottom 5 foot of your intestines, maybe?
No.
Praise God.
Okay, let's get
Thank
for
God.
Real here. Let's talk about God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amen.
Well, I want to talk about it. And my question for you is, when you had the cancer, how often did you pray, Ken?
Every day.
Every day? Do you pray every day still?
Yeah, I still pray every day.
What? Once or twice?
I'm sorry,
or do you have a certain... Because the Muslims go 5 times a day.
Yeah.
Ken prays 5 times a day?
No, he's not a Muslim,
Jeez.
No.
Oh.
Ken, I have something to ask you about the cancer. And this is just because I also do this form of counseling within my church. It's relationship counseling. When you got colon cancer, you said recently on a show that you no longer have intercourse with Tony F. And is that because the cancer, wrecked that part of your body?
Well, I really don't think that's any of your business or concern, so let's move on.
Yeah.
Well, who is this?
I said that I'm involved in relationship counseling, and Ken's on here saying that he doesn't, you know, you guys don't pleasure each other anymore. And I'm afraid about that. I mean, you live together.
Maybe we do, maybe we don't. Maybe he tells you he doesn't so that, to let you know, it's really none of your business.
Well, why would you go out and talk about how
you often
don't have
do you pleasure your
life?
Boyfriend?
Well, I don't have a boyfriend. I have a wife, and most
How often do you pleasure her?
I'm very sexually active.
How often does she pleasure you? Do you do
very
it anal?
Very often, every night.
Do you do anal?
No. No, because anal is the same.
Why don't you do anal? Is there something wrong with her rectum?
No.
Now, don't these questions seem kind of rude?
No, they don't seem kind of rude. I literally advise on relationships.
Why so hateful?
Well, a relationship has nothing to do with somebody's rectum.
It's so hateful. There's no reason to be this hateful.
Oh, hateful?
A lot of attention here.
Yeah, I agree. Tony F., I'm literally just trying to help you and Ken's relationship out here live on air.
And Ken's we don't need any help with our relationship.
Yeah, we're good.
How long have you been married?
I've been married
for
10
years. There's a lot of anger in the air.
You've been married how long?
10 years.
Wow, we've been together 17. So
that's
call me in 7 years and tell me about, and then you can give me relationship advice.
I give countless.
I know. We'll still be 7 years ahead of them.
Yeah.
I give countless relationship advice out to couples who are much longer together than you two, and they have sex still, and I just want to help you guys out, you know? You guys aren't having sex anymore, and Ken's really distraught about it.
It seems to me you know a lot about what we're doing and what we're not doing.
Because Ken talks about it on air.
Yeah, well, no, he
says
that we don't. Maybe he says we don't because it's none of your business.
Well, Ken has talked about being a top and having erectile dysfunction on air. So, like, you know,
things that he really shouldn't discuss on air because then you turn it into a comedy act. If you were serious about it, it would be one thing. But to ridicule somebody about erectile dysfunction or, as of tonight, ridiculing somebody who's had cancer, I mean, this shows a lot for the callers that call into this show.
I'm not making fun of Ken for having cancer or, you know, for having ED. ED is a very serious issue. Why would I be making that into a comedy bit, Tony Frog? You're being very presumptuous.
If you pray for people in your church that have ED, good for you. It's just not a subject I wish to discuss tonight.
Wait a minute. Wait, so Ken does have ED?
It's none of your concern if he does or if he doesn't. What difference does
it
make
if he's
on or not?
But you brought it up. Nobody else said anything about ED. You did.
Tomorrow, are y'all going to wake up and have breakfast and have a full day? Is your day going to be changed because Ken gets a hard-on? Tell me this.
He doesn't.
You need God. Is that what brings
you to
this show?
I'm just concerned why, on a religious show, you decided to bring up a man getting a hard-on.
No, you're the one who wanted to discuss problems with ED.
No, ma'am. I never brought up anybody getting an erection. You brought that up.
You're the one that wanted to discuss pulling somebody's rectum.
I never said anything of the sort. You brought that up. You brought it up. You and Ken having sex. I never brought it up. You brought it up.
There you go again, wanting to know if we have sex. That's none of your
business.
You brought this conversation here. Me and Ken were having a conversation about his trip to Africa, and you brought up you and him having sex out of nowhere. Out of nowhere.
No, somebody on this line. I'm not sure who it was discussing Ken's cancer. Rectum being taken out and getting a colostomy bag and da-da-da. So don't tell me I didn't know what I hear. I'm standing right here listening.
Well, you
That still brings us back
to the point of the erectile dysfunction. You brought that up. Nobody else said anything about that.
Y'all were talking about us having sex and wanting to know if we have sex. Like it's some of your business or concern. See, this is what happens.
There are other reasons why people don't have sex besides erectile dysfunction, sir.
30 minutes. You want me to do the last 30 minutes of the show, but you don't want to listen.
Well, you go ahead. I'm very sorry.
All you want to do is talk.
I
want to
be clear.
How about if I take you
right
out of the way? Kenny, can you take blot out everybody but Veal?
Everybody but Veal.
Yeah, block everybody but Veal. Let me talk to Veal one-on-one.
Okay.
They want to do the Veal ought to be on the show the last 30 minutes? Well, let's be on the show the last 30 minutes.
Okay, there's Veal right there.
Okay, Veal, now let's go. Now I can hear you and exactly what you're saying. Now go ahead.
Now, Tony Farrar, I was not trying to be ungodly with this discussion about intercourse. Intercourse is a godly thing. It's mentioned in the
okay.
Bible.
We're not discussing intercourse, one of the other callers were. And since everybody was yelling at each other and talking over each other, I couldn't tell who was talking. So if you weren't talking about intercourse and you were discussing something else, then continue on with your discussion. But Ken's already told you he does not want to discuss missionary work at all. So, if you don't want to discuss
intercourse
or something else, discuss with me. This is Tony Ebb on God's Rainbow Ministries. So let's talk.
Let's talk.
So, Farrar, I want to bring on a few other callers because I think they unjustly got hung up on. But
nobody's been hung up on. When I'm done with you, then I'll go to them.
Well, Farrar, I want to bring this point up because, like, Ken talks about his sex life on the show. It's not like he hasn't. I mean, we know a full book about Ken's sex life, like his ED and the fact he hasn't had sex, according to him, in 5 years. Do you not find that, like, marginally embarrassing?
You know what? If Ken wants to come on air and lie to y'all and y'all want to believe it and make a big deal out of it and drag it on for 5 years, well, I guess that's how it has to be.
Well, I'm curious. I mean, Ken is a pastor, so why would he be lying on air like that? Like that's
I don't know. Maybe I don't know. You know, I don't know why Ken does half of what he does, but he does it. So all I can tell you is my sex life is none of your concern. I won't be discussing my sex life during these 30 minutes that I'm going to be doing the show from now on. Everything else is up for discussion, but I will not be discussing my home life, any of my personal life, or my sex life. So, where should we go from there?
Yeah.
Veal, you're still
on. I'm just curious. So, this is another thing I do counseling on. I've been hearing these rumors about extramarital affairs or extra relationship affairs, and I've heard that you've been having intercourse with a man named Victor. Who's Victor?
Okay, see? Y'all are just being silly. There we go. Get rid of Veal and bring back somebody else.
I'm not being silly. This is something I care about.
Goodbye, Veal. Goodbye, Veal.
Don't hang up.
Goodbye.
Okay. Let's take this caller here. I haven't taken this caller yet.
111, you're on the air with Tony F. Talk to me. Nobody there?
Semen.
Oh, Lord. Semen to you, too.
What an idiot.
Anybody else? See, you want me to come on for 30 minutes on Ken's show, and I don't even have callers to talk to. So see why this wouldn't work, Mark? As much as I'd like it to, I would need callers for this to work.
101.
Farrar, I don't know why you hung up on me when I broached that subject with you.
I didn't hang up on you. I meant to put you on hold.
I put him on mute.
But since I had no other callers, I guess I have to come back to you. So now, what would you like to discuss that is not about my personal life?
Well, this isn't about your personal life. It's about your relationship with God. And who's Victor? I just need to know who's Victor and why people are making up these supposed rumors that you're having intercourse with them.
Well, I can tell you this much, and this is all I will ever say about my personal life. I've been in a relationship, monogamous relationship, for 17 years with one person.
Yep.
And that's all I'm going to say. Rumors are rumors, and lies are lies. So, go from there.
Amen. So, I'm just curious. This is, like, nice personal questions, by the way, since we're on the topic. How did you meet Ken?
I met Ken in a club.
What type of club?
A club. You know, a club where they have pool tables and a bar and They sell alcohol and people hang out. A club.
Did he walk up to you, or did you walk up to him?
You know, to be honest, Ken walked up to me and asked me if I wanted to shoot a game of pool with him. And that is how we met.
Is Ken a good pool shark?
Yes, I am.
Oh, man, that's awesome to hear.
Well, actually, we both are. Ken shoots very well. Ken can run a table for hours.
That's awesome. I would
well,
love
not
to play
so much
a game
anymore,
of...
We don't go out and...
Ken used to ride motorcycle, too, didn't he?
Yeah, well, a lot of things change with age. So.
Well, you guys aren't that old, are you?
Any what?
You guys aren't that old, are you?
It doesn't matter how old we are. We're up there, plain and simple.
I'm curious. So, Ken.
What?
I'm curious about this, Ken. This is a godly question, a pastor to pastor. Ken, it seems a lot of times, you know, I'm one for originality, and I really care about that in my church. You know, I like to shoot these ropes of wisdom to people in my church with sermons that I've, you know, written myself, and I put a lot of time and effort into them. And sometimes when I'm listening to you give your sermon, it seems like I've heard it before, like it's been written down somewhere and you might be utilizing it. Do you write your own sermons?
That's why it's called the shared word.
Yeah, it's called the shared word. These are not sermons. These are devotionals, okay, that I'm repeating, okay, that I got from someone else, okay? And I find them very, very, very... very, very godly devotionals, so that's why I share them.
So
amen,
did that
amen.
Answer?
I can see that. I just have another question in regards to that, and I'm going to see if there's other callers on air here. And I guess that question is, so these devotionals, you know, they're really good and all, but you're trying to lead people to the Lord, right, with your show. And it just seems 95% of it, except for the calls, like when I'm on, is just unoriginal. The rest is just you saying something somebody else has read or not telling
stories
about your personal coming
to Jesus. Well, I tell you what, Gil, give us the hours. Like, let me get a pen real quick. Hold on. That way you can give me the hours that you're on, because I'd really like to hear these original sermons that you're preaching. I'd really like to hear what you
have
to say.
Well, I actually have a... Unlike GRM, I actually have a church, you know, that's physical and you know, has a place and a congregation and people actually walk in the door and hear me tell personal stories about, you know, how I came to the Lord through drug abuse when I was
young. Nobody can hear you.
Well, everybody could hear me, but
you can come on here and tell us, you know, that you've got this big congregation and you have this big church wherever and whatever. How can we look you up? How can we look up your church, see what your congregation's about, see what you are about as a minister? Where can I find your background?
Well, you can look up the church.
I want to look up the church that you are a pastor. Yes.
You can look up the Church of the Holy Sacred Pilgrim in Valencia, California. And it's a very good church. We have a congregation of about 40 people or so. And we don't have much social media presence just because we don't believe in that. You know, Facebook is
getting off people for
being right-wing.
You don't believe on social media, but you're on here constantly.
Well, I just don't believe you should build a house.
No, you're contradicting yourself. You either believe in social media or you don't.
No, I don't believe in Facebook or Twitter or stuff like that. It's
yet
very
you're
simple.
On
like these
yet
are,
you're on here trying
well,
to preach
blog
the word.
Talk, I think the gap between Blog Talk Radio and Facebook.com and Twitter is quite large, if you know what I mean.
Really?
I mean, we don't have congressional hearings on Blog Talk Radio now, do we?
Not yet.
Why would we?
Why wouldn't they?
Joe Gibson,
have you heard some of the things that
are
said on these shows?
I mean,
have you heard some of the
conversations that big of a
that are held on Blog Talk Radio?
Farrar, this is a really dumb point you're making. I have to say it's a very, very incorrect point.
You just said you didn't believe in social media. I'm just asking you a question. If you don't believe in social media,
it's radio.
You're here.
On a more serious note, somebody has said that our dear friend Ashley's cat is going to be euthanized, and I'd like you to lead us. What?
I said that is so sad.
Yeah, Farrar, I'd like you to lead us in prayer for Ashley's cat, please.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we hope that tomorrow when Ashley's cat, who I'm not sure what his name is taken from this world and taken from the people that love him, he'll be met at this side of the rainbow by other pets who have gone before him, for other cats who have been euthanized for sicknesses. So be there for her, Lord. Let her go peacefully into the night, and let Ashley be at peace with her decision. Amen. We, your humble servants, pray in your name.
Farrar, I got to be honest with you. That didn't sound like you were very serious. I mean, this
you
is a prayer. You're supposed to take
you
it
asked
seriously.
For a, you asked for a prayer. You got a prayer. What did you want? I'm not a pastor. I'm not trying to pass myself off as one. You asked for a prayer. I'm not a professional. I gave you a prayer.
You don't have to be a professional to pray seriously, though. You know, I
think
hear
it
your
was serious. I didn't joke.
Voice.
I wasn't making fun.
And you also called Ashley's cat a male. Ashley's cat is a female.
Well, since I don't know Ashley's cat personally, I wouldn't have known if it was male or female. So.
Okay. Well, the cat's name is its name is Jonah, and after like Jonah Ark. And I'd like you to redo the prayer again, please.
I don't think so.
Well, you sent out a your prayer was a it was just not
you
very good.
You asked for a prayer for Ashley's cat. You got a prayer for Ashley's cat.
Oh,
I'm
I
not
got
here
the name
for your directions or for your instruction. So.
His name is Tigger, after the character from the Winnie the Pooh series. Have you ever read Winnie the Pooh, Farrar?
Well, I thought you said his name was Jonah. Is it
Jonah
or Tigger?
That's what I was understanding. It is Tigger. I got the information from Johnny Longfeather. He sent that along to me. But,
well, I think you should deeply apologize to Ashley for calling her pet by the wrong name.
Ashley, I'm really sorry that I called your cat the wrong name. And it was really unfortunate of me as a pastor to do that. And I'm on my knee begging for forgiveness right now. I'm also begging for forgiveness from the Lord because Tony Farrar's prayer was just not up to snuff.
You know, I bet you the Lord doesn't care how you pray as long as you pray.
I mean, did you have your fingers crossed behind your back? Because I know that you don't like Ashley.
I don't know Ashley.
Well,
I've never met Ashley. I've never spoken to Ashley. How can I dislike Ashley?
Well, you hop and chat all the time, and you call Ashley terrible names, and I think you
called
Ashley.
And she called me terrible names, so it's a back-and-back thing. What's the problem? It's not serious.
Well,
it's not real. So where's the
Christian,
problem?
Turn the other cheek, right? You know,
yes,
you're so susceptible to anger.
Turn it hard.
Angry all the time, and you need to turn the other cheek. See, I forgave you for sending me terrible photos in the email.
But I didn't send you any terrible photos. We already know you lied about that, and I forgave you for being a liar.
I never lied about that, though.
Why
would
you lie about it?
Lie about that?
The fact that you never admitted you were lying is one story, but you did lie.
No, I proof.
You
how,
did lie.
Where did you prove that?
Why would I send you pictures? Why would I send you anything? Actually,
you want
much
to ruin
less
my ministry.
Terrible photos. Woo! How terrible!
Did you
terrible
want to ruin
photos.
My ministry?
I'm getting terrible photos.
You sent me photos of Ken shoving things up his rectum. Like,
well, you sent me pictures
here.
Of you having sex with your wife.
I never did that. See, you're lying.
Yes,
now.
You did. I have the pictures right here. Remember, I had to tell you to quit sending them. I don't think
See,
your wife looks
God.
Naked on film. Stop.
You're saying this to a pastor. Do you not understand what you're doing? Like, I'm a
pastor. What am I doing? Am I sinning? You are a man. You are a man. It's not a sin. You are not
it
God. You are not God. So it's not a sin.
I know I'm not
Get
God.
Over yourself.
Neither are you, Farrar. You seem to think about it all the time. I mean, you take over the show. You're sort of a God over
No, actually,
sometimes.
I'm not taking over the show, but it was suggested that I should come on for the last 30 minutes and take calls because everybody was tired of Ken running off before the show was over. So I was actually doing that at the request of the chat room. So that's why I'm here. I have no calls. I have no calls, and you're the only one on, so why not?
Well, you need to encourage other people to call in. You need to say if you'd like to call in to God's Rainbow Ministries, call in. You can't sit here and expect people to bend to your will, Tony Farrar.
Well, you know, it's the same people that are in the chat room all the time. It's the same people who are listening, so I figured at least they would have the decency to call.
Well, they typically do. And Farrar, as I chew on this pistachio, I'm curious. Somebody told me that somebody called you a walrus. Who was that? Because they need prayers.
It wasn't somebody that called me a walrus. It was Tony Gaga that called me a walrus. And so
what's
what?
Your relationship
been,
like with Tony
I've been
Gaga?
Called worse. I've been called worse. No problem.
Well, what's the status with Tony Gaga and God's Rainbow Ministries? Are you two feuding? Because Tony's a dear friend of mine.
No, why would we be? We're two entirely different shows, two entirely different kind of shows. Why would we argue with him?
I enjoy
the Tony Gaga show. I listen to it every week.
Well, why doesn't Ken call in anymore?
Because he doesn't like the show and he doesn't listen to it.
Wait, why did Ken, but put Ken back on, get him out of his cage that you put him in and put him back on.
Ken's
I want to know
cage.
Why he
Ken's on the cage. He's standing right here. He just came in from the other room.
Well,
yeah,
heard
by the
way,
yeah, this is Tony talk. This is Tony Farrar talk, okay, for 30 minutes. Getting ready for some good stuff there.
It's just Bill. You have no other callers. If you want to play music and run yourself out, that's great with me.
Tony Farrar,
Just remember, guys, I will be back Saturday evening for the last 30 minutes of Kenny's show. I will be here with God's Rainbow Ministries, but I will want to have a discussion on things that are going on in the world. These calls about sex and anuses and stuff like that, that's not going to be the deal. For the last 30 minutes, we're going to have true adult conversation. If we can't have that,
How is sex not an adult conversation? I'll go back to the music.
What's up, Bill?
How is sex not an adult conversation?
No, I didn't say we weren't having an adult conversation. I said from now on we're going to have adult conversations.
Good. We're going to be talking about our love lives. We're going to be giving advice on that. And I think that's a good thing, Farrar. I think we can talk about that a lot.
Talk about what?
Our lives, godly people living in the image of the Lord can talk about things such as intercourse together and not be ashamed
actually,
of it.
Actually, the discussions are going to be more about things that are going on in the world that affect us, more along those lines, stories in the news, things that can educate people, not about our sex lives, not about relationships. It's not why I'm here.
Yeah.
I want to discuss world situations. I want to discuss, do you take the shot or don't you? I want to talk about stuff like that. I don't want to talk about anuses. I don't want to talk about anything else.
So you want to go deep. Like, you really want to go deep inside.
We will discuss subjects that are of interest.
Well, I think we should have a vote on what we should discuss next episode, and I think I should be on next episode with you discussing these two things. Like, I should be the co-host.
I didn't ask for a co-host.
Well, it'd be much better with a co-host. I think most people in the chat agree with me.
How would I know if I haven't tried this yet?
Well, I don't know. Maybe try it out with me. And, you know, Ken is just not up for the game anymore, I think. He, you know,
believe you me,
you know,
if I was going to have a co-host, it would not be you.
It should be me, though, because I have co-host experience. I hosted...
No way. If I was going to have a co-host from anybody in this chat room, it certainly would not be you.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, I have the experience. I have more experience than Ken on.
No, it wouldn't be.
I mean, I've been on air more than Ken has on GRM within the past, like, 6 months than Ken has, because Ken really doesn't say anything in note, and he's ill. He suffered constant disease. You know, I've been told
he has
diabetes.
You find it amusing that a person that is sick and ill still wants to try to get online and get on the air and spread the word of God and share the word, even though he is sick and he can't breathe and he has problems in, you know, health-wise? You find this amusing and you call yourself a pastor? Dude.
Suggesting that I find this amusing. Also, I heard a really gnarly cough in the background. Are you okay, Farrar?
That wasn't me. That was Ken.
Well,
what did I do?
Cough in the background.
I pray that Ken's COPD gets better, and I pray that his ED gets better.
As we all know, COPD does not get any better. It only gets worse. So
God can heal anything. Can you take other callers, Farrar? I mean, there's some others in the queue right now.
You know, I really wish I knew how to do that. That's going to be something that Ken's going to have to show me how to do.
You just click on here.
So I have a call right here?
Yeah, and you have a call right here.
Okay. 111, you're on the air with Tony F. Talk to me. Hello? You had your chance. This one?
Yep.
This one?
Yeah.
646, you're on the air with Tony F. Talk to me.
Yo, Farrar, what's up?
What's up? Who's this? Who am I talking to?
It's Mark, man. What the hell's going on with this show tonight, man?
I don't know. What's going on? Is it something you don't care for?
No, I think it's good, but you got to bring other callers on. I'm glad you actually, you know, had the balls to have a show, but I wish you would have told some people so other people could have came and listened to you.
It was just a last-minute decision. I thought I'd pop in and see who was going to complain and scream and holler. Not too many screamers and hollers. And I wasn't taking phone calls. I wasn't taking phone calls because I really don't understand Ken's system and the setup. So I didn't even know I had callers. How's that?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of callers from my understanding. They're all here to talk to you. Can you check your phone queue?
I don't see any
calls.
Scroll down?
Yeah. So, they haven't pushed the one key.
See, I don't have any callers.
Right, here, this one here.
Okay, let's see. I guess that was a caller.
There's another one. Someone just sent me. Oki said he's in the queue.
Yeah, put on Oki.
Is that a 111 call?
Yeah, he said he pressed the one.
Do you see one that the one is pressed?
Right here.
This one?
And this one?
111, you're on the air. No, you're not. This one?
Yep.
See, why do I waste my time answering the calls if that's what I'm going to get? Just makes absolutely no sense.
You didn't pick up Oki.
That is all the calls I've got. The next one in line is Ashley, and she's not asking to come on. So I don't know what you're expecting to find here.
Somebody sent me a picture of you
on
9/11.
Please don't tell me it's Avil's wife, please.
Oh my God.
It was you on 9/11. I guess you went down to the veterans' home or something.
To the veterans' home? Who went to the veterans' home?
You and Kent.
Not lately. Don't you know there's COVID out there? People are dying. I'm certainly not going to be at the VA home.
You got your shot, man. You got your shot.
That's
You're protected.
True. That's true. Everybody should get their shot.
Right, so you're protected, baby. You can just go down and do whatever. But
doesn't
I
mean I'm
going to
go run around the VA hospital. Why would I want to go run around the VA?
Service.
Do what?
You provided a service.
What kind of service am I supposed to provide at the VA hospital?
I mean, it is a godly show, but I was told you used your mouth.
See? There we go. Have to be nasty. If I
I'm
knew
just
I'd
telling
hang
you
up
what
on
I
you,
was told.
You're just a vile little thing, aren't you? But I love the way you slip it in.
I'm just saying the picture that I seen for Art, it looked pretty good, to be honest with you. It wasn't like a Photoshop one.
Oh, I'm sure, yes. I let people take pictures of me having sex all the time. Everybody wants
no,
to,
are.
Like,
no,
everybody wants to
no,
see an old
no,
man
you,
naked. I mean, I guess. What kind of freaks are out?
No, you were walking in the door. It had you walking in the door, and you looked like you had, like, carpenter knee pads on.
Carpenter knee pads.
Yeah, like you were doing hardwood floors or something.
Oh, my God, that's funny. Carpenter
I mean,
knee pads.
Is there any, yeah, is
what
there
else
any truth
I was,
to this?
What else was I wearing besides the knee pads?
I didn't. It just looked like a normal outfit. And Kenny
normal
had his navy. Kenny had his navy uniform on. Hey, Frog, check the tube. There's a
see,
couple
these,
people
see,
in.
These are the kind of calls we will not be having come Saturday.
Why? This is good conversation.
This is not good conversation. You're being absolutely silly. You know you have no
can
pictures.
Can you check the tube?
You know you don't have
I'll
any photos. Why bring it up? Why bring
no,
it up and
true.
Why?
I do. Can you check?
You know
Ferrar,
you don't.
Can you check your
it's
phones?
Not true.
Can
so
you
why
check
bother?
Your phone? There's a couple calls in the queue. There's a couple calls in the queue for you.
Okay, let me see.
Ferrar, I got the pictures too. By
111, you're on the air with Tony F. Talk to me.
Oh, hello. This is Oki again.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Talk to me. What do you got to say?
All right, that's good. Well, I'd like to say I enjoy how much more forceful you're being, ma'am, with your chat than Ken normally is. You definitely have it on lockdown. I like that.
Okay.
But I feel like I am owed an apology. You accused me earlier in the show of bringing up your sex life, which I never did.
Okay.
I don't really know who you are.
Caller, we've gone beyond that.
Ma'am?
You've got to catch up in the conversation. We are beyond the sex talk, so catch up.
No, well, that's all well and fine, but I still deserve an apology because you accused me of something I did not do.
Well, guess what?
Be a man, Ferrar. Be a man, Ferrar.
It's not happening.
You were wrong.
Honesty is an important part of the Bible, ma'am, and I demand, well, I suppose I shouldn't demand it, but I am definitely owed an apology.
Well, call somebody that'll give you one.
I'm calling you, the one who lied about me, the one who told lies saying that I brought up your sex life. That never happened. You brought up your sex life, not
on. Me. We've moved on, caller.
We have moved on. You've moved on
bye.
For the course of your sex life.
I've had enough of that crap. What else is up?
Ferrar, you did accuse the man of talking about your sex life.
I know. They want to discuss my sex.
Hello.
That's Grover.
Hey, man.
That's Grover.
111, you're on the air with Tony F. Talk to me.
Hello. This is Grover Washington. I'm down here at the Haven for Hope in San Antonio. Hello.
Hello, Grover, down at the Haven for Hope in San Antonio. What can we do for you tonight?
I just want to thank you, Dr. Tony. Thank you, Dr. Tony, for your service.
I'm not a doctor. Not a doctor. Haven't been down to the shelter. Don't do none of that nastiness you're getting ready to talk about. So before you say another word, think about what you're saying.
I have
okay?
a question about
you're not talking
you.
To Ken. You're not talking to Ken tonight. This is Tony F., and I don't
I'm
play no games.
I'm talking to you. You keep
okay,
yelling
then,
over
me.
It's not very respectful. I'm 60 years young. You're talking over me. You respect your elders.
Oh.
As long as they respect me. Continue.
I do respect you.
So what's up
you,
tonight,
especially
caller?
Especially after you gave me that gum job. So I respect.
Oh.
Yeah, we're not discussing. We're not having any of that. I tell you.
Farrar.
So who do I have
Farrar, I want to point out, Farrar, nobody brought up that you were doing anything sexual with your mouth until you did. You brought
oh,
that
Lord,
up. You need to get your mouth out of the gutter.
What did you do with your mouth? You keep running
you
it.
You
what?
Can speak out of your mouth. You don't
you're
have
running
to
your mouth.
Job
what?
Like you think.
What? You're doing what to who? I can't hear you. Your mouth is full. Talk to me, caller. Are you there? Did I lose everybody? Yeah, what's up?
So where do you plan on taking this show from here?
Oh, you know, I have no idea. I've had fun with y'all, with some of you this evening. But I'd like to have something a little more serious is what I'm looking for. Discuss the problems
well, the
that are going on in the country today,
yeah,
problems
yeah,
we're all suffering through,
anybody.
We're all going through, but not on a personal sexual basis. That's not what I'm going to be here for.
Listen,
I want to talk to people about what you're going through, what I'm going through, how we're getting through what's going through in our country, how we're surviving. These are the kind
you've
of things I wanted to
for 20 minutes. You've been on for 20 minutes, Aiden. You've been telling nobody. You've got to give it
I
a
chance. I can't
hear
you.
I said you've got to give it a chance.
Well, I will give it a chance. But I'm not going to discuss this or anything else. I'm letting it be known right now. Plain and simple.
Hang up.
Exactly. But don't get your feelings hurt when you get hung up on.
Because so
I will be hanging up on you quick.
Yeah, but is this going to be like part of Ken's show, or are you going to do your own show?
It's going to be the last 30 minutes of Ken's show. The part y'all complain about when Ken runs off and leaves you hanging, well, you're not going to be hanging any.
How about the first 30 minutes? Because all he does is play music.
Nope, that's not what Ken wants. Ken and I discussed it. He was willing to give me the last 30 minutes of his show.
Yeah, but we need to and do what's best for the
I
show,
took it.
And the music is not what's best. We both have Kenny's best interest here, and the music is not cutting it. As you can see, there was four people in his chat room tonight. People
well,
want
you know, another suggestion we've met, Kenny and I have discussed, is turning this show into an hour show, and there would be a lot less music. Everything would be more compacted, and...
Right, so you get the
it'd
first
that
half
simple.
Hour.
Go down to an hour.
The second half hour. Yeah, you get the first hour, and Kenny gets the second hour. That way there's no music at all.
Yeah, there's no need for a whole hour. A whole hour of this? No, come on.
Well, you get a half hour. You get a half hour.
Oh, no. Kenny, do I have any callers
come on.
Here?
You know music, Matt. 60 minutes. 30 and 30.
Hold on a minute. I'm having Kenny check the caller board.
Yeah, you have 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Let's see. 111, you're on the air with Tony F. Talk to me.
Well, I'd like to go ahead and say I appreciate that Ken has tried to take his show in a serious direction, but I don't appreciate his new host and all the sexual nonsense you brought up tonight.
Well, thank you for your call. We appreciate your input.
It's been ridiculous. You're a terrible host.
Your caller.
I disagree.
111, you're on the air with Tony F. Talk to me.
How you doing there, Tony F? This is Reverend Sherwood.
Doing good. How are you doing? Who's this? Who am I talking to?
This is Reverend Sherwood. How are you and Kenny
doing? Oh, well, hello,
doing?
Reverend Sherwood. How are you doing
How
this
are
evening?
You and Kenny doing? Doing
We're
good.
We're doing as always. How are you?
Amen. Just called just to say hello. I just missed your show, but I just wanted to call, and hopefully next time I'll listen to all of it. I just got home from church, so I'm going to get ready to go to bed. So I just wanted
well,
to call and say hello.
May the Lord be looking after you while you're asleep. May he find you healthy in the morning.
Thank you, thank you. Are you guys going to be on Saturday?
We will be on Saturday at 8 o'clock, as always.
8 o'clock. That'll be 6 o'clock my time.
Central Standard Time.
Oh, Central Standard Time. Excuse me.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good. If you want to put me back on you, I'll be enjoy the show.
We'll talk to you then. So I have another one down here.
Yep.
God bless you.
God bless you too, Reverend. 111, you're on the air with Tony F. Talk to me.
Tony F., how are you doing, bud?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Another good caller. Another good caller.
Long time no talk. Okay. How have things been?
Good. How are you doing, Bo?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Well, I see that I haven't been able to tune in for a while, but I see that some major changes have been taking place.
I have to cut in. I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, Saturday, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, be here for God's Rainbow Ministry Presents with Fishman, and the last 30 minutes with Tony F. Talk to me. I'm down to about 14 seconds, and we're going to call it a night. Thank you, everybody, and God bless. Ken, you got something to say?
Yes, we're going to say God bless everybody. Have a good night. Good to have all the callers that call in tonight. Thank you for calling in. God bless you.
Amen.
Hey, Ken, can you come in Discord?
Yeah, I'll come in Discord in a little bit.
All right.
We'll be waiting.
Okay.
Bye.